Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
For Toyota's Patriots Today, I'm Jackie Britton. The days of coaching are now behind Dante Scarnecchia. We had a chance to sit down with him and learn about his career with the Pats and what he looks forward to now. Here's the entire interview with Dante Scarnecchia.
I think there was multiple reasons for it. One is I'll be 66 next month in a couple weeks. And when you get to that age, you know that it's not going to be that much longer before you do retire. It's going to happen to all of us. I've always told the offensive linemen, anytime we've lost a guy out of our meeting room who we really, you know, felt a great affinity for, that the game, I had to remind them the game's not forever, not for players and not for coaches.
Dig deep, find everything you got from within, fellas.
I'm young enough to where I can do a lot of the things I want to do that aren't football related. And I feel like this is a good time for me to step away from the game.
Everything we got, very first play, everything we got. Get on these guys, be precise. Do a great job of communicating every down.
My wife, she knows all about football, and she knows the transient business that this is. So when a coaching change was made, it was just pretty much a foregone conclusion that we would anticipate the worst and understand that we would have to get up and go, and it, amazingly, it never happened that way.
Well, we gotta make up some ground here, man. Let's go.
When Bill got this job, I was actually out interviewing out in Green Bay at the time, and he called me at the hotel the night he got the job and said, "Hey, you know, don't tell him anything. Don't tell him yes. Don't tell him no. Just let me have a chance to visit with you when you get back." You know, it was one of those things where it worked out that we were able to stay.
We got to stay out there and get points, fellas. We got to do it.
I thought I was going to be a high school coach, and I went to college for two reasons: to continue to play football, which I was a watch charm guard at Cal Western. I mean, 185 pounds. But I loved to play, and I could play at that level. And also to get a degree and a teaching credential, and I ultimately got a master's so that I could be a high school coach. And amazing, I never coached one day in high school. My road took different turns. The guys that coached me in high school were great coaches. They were unbelievable coaches. My goal was to be a high school coach because the reality of it was I wanted to be just like them. So I wear this hat for Montebello High School, the Oilers. Okay, see, Brady always thought this was a Michigan hat.
I'm not going to lie, I thought the same.
And Dane Fletcher always thought it was a Montana State hat, so I had to quickly correct them.
The best football when it counts the most.
One of the things I learned in coaching was that players want to be coached. They want to be told how to do their job as good as they can do it. And if they do their job as good as they can do it, then they're going to have a job a long time. And that's true with pro players as well.
Let's be great, Doctor. Let's be great. Do your best work now.
If they understand, you know, they understand, okay, you tell me how I can do this as good as I can do it, because if I do it as good as I can do it, I can stay in pro football as long as I can.
There comes times when you got to just say, this is the time we got to be at our best. Nothing less, okay?
No, I've never really seen, other than grading the tape, I've never seen the Super Bowls that we played in. I've never seen a video of them on TV or DVD. Well, because they're in the past, you know, and they're in your mind and in your heart, and you just kind of take them from there. But to dwell on that, you're really taking your energy away from what's ahead. So maybe at some point I'll go back and look at those things.
We got to play smart football. Patriot football right here now.
I love teaching the game in the meeting rooms and on the field. I love that. I actually love looking at tape. I mean, I enjoy that. I like to see who's doing what, how they're doing it. I like to look at the techniques of all those guys. I really enjoy studying the game. And so those are the things I think that I definitely will miss the most.
First down's important. Don't be satisfied. Let's keep running.
You should ask me, is what are you going to miss the least? I'm not going to miss getting off the bus at 4 o'clock in the morning from a night game.
First play to last play. Don't leave anything out there. Be ruthless from the beginning, fellas. Let's get after it.
There's 12 coaches on our staff that were not born when I started coaching 44 years ago. So, you know, it's time. Bill and I had talked about this for, you know, 2 or 3 years. When it came down to the end, he being as kind and as gracious as he is, you know, I said, hey, what do you think? You know, do you want to go another one? And I said, no, I think this is it. I think that's enough for me. I never looked at it as being the last game until it was over. And, you know, it was the disappointment in losing the AFC Championship game was far tougher than looking at it and saying, well, this is it. You know, it wasn't, man, this is the end. It's the end of this and the beginning of that. Tragedy was losing the last game. I think any time you have an owner like Robert Kraft and a head coach like Bill and the players that we have and the way we go about procuring talent with Nick Caserio and his guys, and I think that anytime you have all those things going for you, I think you have a chance to continue to be successful. You obviously have to make a lot of the great decisions, and the players have to play good, the coaches have to coach good. There's no reason to think why, you know, this won't be continued success, and I certainly hope that that's the case.
Hey, let's go, everything we got today.
It has not been a tough decision. You know, I love the game. And my energies this year were as high as they've ever been. If anything, they were actually higher because I wanted to prove that you could go into a year knowing it would be your last year and give everything that you have, knowing full well that it was going to be the last year and not just back up to the pay window. I really took that personally because I knew it was it, and I wanted to give it everything I had, and I feel like I did that.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.